Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfucker? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming at you on a Wednesday. Real Ass Podcast, international superstar Zach D'Amico in the house. That's me. Sup, son?
Buddy?
Sup, son?
Good morning.
I had a two-day cold. It was just like 2 days of having a headache and it's kind of congested. No.
No, it means you got a good immune system. You got rid of it quick.
Yeah, maybe that's what it means. I don't know. But everyone in my family was sick for the past 2 days. It's not been good. Not enjoying.
Are you going to get COVID tested?
Ian, it's over, dude. Stop being such a fucking cuck, libtard faggot, dude.
There's a new variant.
Ooh, you fucking piece of shit. COVID's over.
It's over.
It's over.
But there's a new variant.
It's over.
Stop talking. Why are you and Dave dressed like half brothers in a sitcom?
Twins.
Whee! You're Danny DeVito.
I love it. It's great.
Wow, yeah, we really do have on just a Philly uniform, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I'll tell you.
What, Shannon? You trying to scoot
Sorry.
In? Scoot
Ooh,
in.
All right.
Man. Scoot next to fucking
Hi, Dave.
Why are you being so racist?
Because February's over.
You do have the exact same outfit on, except it's just...
His hat is his hat upside down.
Yeah.
This is for a band from Philadelphia called Blacklisted. They're my favorite band. You can get them on Cold Cut Merch. Cold Cut Merch.
Blacklisted.
You should put them on.
They're
you
a solid band.
You would fucking dig them, dude.
I would dig them. Play a little Blacklisted on the show. While we do plugs, we'll play Blacklisted.
Yes.
Are they going to fucking DMCA copyright claim me?
No, they're going to fucking love it.
All right, let's see. Do you know them? Are they a famous band?
Yeah, I'm friends with the guitarists. They broke up. There's a new band called Staticlone. But anyway, put on Blacklisted Gossamer. This
Gossamer.
Is my favorite.
Gossamer. All right, let's do plugs to Blacklisted's Gossamer. We got Ian Finance in studio. We got Dave Temple in studio. Honestly.
Well, actually, you know who you dig?
What? Who would I dig?
You dig Year of the Knife.
Can we just stay with Blacklisted?
Put on,
this is an ADD.
This is Year of the Knife. They're
the
Delaware hardcore.
All right. We're going to play them Saturday. It's on Ian's
These are Ian's plugs. These are Ian's plugs. He's getting his plug out of the way.
Yeah.
Any other bands you'd like to plug?
This great ska band from Philadelphia.
All right, Temple, what do you got to plug?
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website for all my dates. No need for apologies here on Gas Digital Network. Check us out live this week at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie and Lanton, Michigan, sometime in April. But go to the website. All the dates are up there and everything else.
Yes. iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. April 1st and 2nd, Vermont Comedy Club. March 25th, Elmsford, New York. That was a good plug drop.
Zach.
And also Sopranos Prima Volta. Bye, guys. Every Thursday. And I'm going to be at American Comedy Company, Zany's Chicago. Zany's Nashville.
Zach, what do you got to plug?
Coming on up.
April 8th. My movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, be at the Museum of Moving Image. April 10th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. Come out to both.
Live shows, me and Zach this weekend, Long Island, Governors, and Brokerage on Long Island. Come out, grab tickets to lewisofskanks.com. Next month, I'll be in Washington, D.C., Niagara Falls, Chicago, and many other cities coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab all those tickets. Lots of other cities coming up, including San Diego. I'm going to be out in Texas, Dallas. I'm going to be in a bunch of cities. So tune the fuck in. Come out, support that. This summer, the tour will be kicking off. Zach D'Amico supporting me on most of these dates. Make sure you also subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. There's over 800 episodes just of the Real Ass Podcast that are not available anywhere else in the world. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And buy your Skankfest tickets on April 12th.
Yes.
Skankfest is happening in Vegas October 14th or 16th.
I can't wait.
Tickets are going on sale on April 12th. Why can't you wait?
Because it's going to be fun.
Who knows who's even going to be there?
I don't know. That's why I'm excited. Put on, Shannon, you're the knife, first aggression.
No, Shannon.
You're going to dig this song.
No, it's
we didn't listen to the other because it was plug music.
Wait, that wasn't what was playing in the background?
No, that was Blacklisted. I'm telling you, you are going to dig You're the Knife. It's right in your veins. It's like a Hatebreed meets stuff you like. I'm telling you.
All right, let's see, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, play
You're the Knife, First State Aggression.
I have a feeling they're gonna DMCA copyright claim me.
No, they're not.
And then I'm gonna have to fuck.
They sent me the shirt,
which is
for
the
free.
Least hardcore punk rock thing to do in the world, which is to put a DMCA
shirt.
Copyright claim. Welcome to Delaware, die motherfucker.
I gotta get Ian some.
You're such a pussy though. Like that. I that shirt. When I see pussies wearing shirts like that, it makes me want to fuck them up.
Can I? I can't speak about it legally, but I'll show you who a pussy is.
You're a fighter.
He'll show you a pussy.
I'll show you a pussy. Once I get it installed,
it's not finished yet,
you're in trouble.
Terrible.
Fuck you.
Terrible.
Fuck you. You're guys, saying that to spite me?
Guys, and tweet at Year of the Knife. Say we have no respect for their music.
Fuck.
And tag
you.
Ian Finance. Say Ian Finance was talking shit specifically.
You were such a pussy. And once.
I hope
what
Delaware
are you
burns down.
What's that?
I hope Delaware burns
I hope
down.
It's in the process.
I don't even know if it's a state or a city. I hope the state or city of Delaware is gone.
It's in the process. It is really burning down. Biden's not doing his thing.
Yeah, Delaware is the only flyover state in this area.
What do you mean?
No one goes there.
Oh, it's a drive-through state for sure. Everyone's like, I passed through it on 95.
Does Delaware have an airport?
Yeah. Dover Air Force Base. That is the Air Force Base where whenever a soldier dies, they bring their body to America.
Delaware Facts with Ian Finance. Can we have another Delaware fact?
Yes.
Please.
Biden, born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, moved to Delaware, senator from Delaware, and went to Archmere Academy. Yes.
I know he's
Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, one of the first openly gay beaches in the country. It was fondly nicknamed Rehomo Beach because of it.
I hope all of the listeners in Delaware are like, fuck yeah, Ian. Like,
yes.
They're just
finally,
so excited.
Yes, representation.
Fuck yeah,
matters.
I know about Rehoboth Beach.
You're the knife, fucking rules.
Did you crawl out of that beach like a baby turtle?
No, but there's an even gayer beach called Poodle Beach right down. And I would always be like to my family, be like, you guys just want to kind of walk down the beach? And I would try to walk to Poodle Beach.
To Poodle Beach so you could see homos.
Yes.
You were always attracted to men.
I think you're just hypersexual.
Like, yeah.
You're
like
a little hypersexual.
Kid.
My niece and my son, I caught them rewinding the kissing scene from Groundhog Day. I was like, that's child porn.
Yeah.
What?
Kids
get hot too.
Let me make this clear. I had
too.
Child porn in my home the other night. Let me make this very clear.
Okay, why don't you tweet that out?
No. Lewis said it here first. Bill Murray is in child pornography.
That Andy McDowell.
And Bill Murray did child pornography.
Tweeted Andy McDowell, ask her why she's involved with child porn.
Yes.
We want to know.
Dig up Harold Ramis's body because he directed it.
That is a fact.
Yes.
So,
great name for a child porn that would be I Got You, Babe.
And like child porn, it will repeat in the child's head every day for the rest of their life.
Yes. But my child
like
and my niece.
Fuck the baby. Bing.
Bing again. Ricky Lee.
Took your child in a van.
Put your little penis in mine.
Took your child in a van, had sex with them, came early, bing!
Watch that first baby butt, it's a doozy.
This rules. But I mean, technically, they were watching it. I'm telling you, they were watching it being like, oh, look at these, they're fuck.
Did they practice kissing each other?
No, you sick fuck.
Oh, the fuck is wrong with you? You're the one talking about child porn.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty hot.
I'm the one who experienced child porn. Yeah, this is the scene. Yeah. It was also a little bit, first of all, Bill Murray's mouth sucks. His teeth and mouth. This is another thing. In the 90s, for some reason, we talked about it the other day with, what's his name? The
shitty teeth. Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. For some reason, actors just didn't give a fuck about their teeth. It wasn't a fucking thing.
Will Ferrell's bottom teeth.
Are they bad?
Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah. No. Yep. I mean, I feel bad about my teeth all the time, and then I see Bill Murray's shit fucking grin.
All right, take it easy on Bill Murray.
His teeth suck. His skin sucks.
He's great.
He's an ugly man.
He's not.
An ugly man. Bill Murray's an ugly man.
Bill Murray, when he dies, is going to be saddened.
Well, that's Will Ferrell's teeth?
Yeah. Yeah, from Anchorman. Yeah.
Oh, yep. They kind of look like mine.
Let me see.
Crowded.
You do have like two twin towers sticking up right there.
I know. A lot of furniture in that
town. I know. A lot of dentists have wanted to take them down like terrorists.
Yeah. Can somebody fly a toothbrush into that mouth?
Open up the hanger.
Holy shit. What's up with Building 7?
I heard Molar number 7 went down on its own.
Holy fuck, dude. Bill Murray's teeth are very gross. So Andie MacDowell, even in the movie, I mean,
she's a babe.
She's kind of a babe.
She's got a hot daughter.
Oh, didn't Pete Davidson date her daughter?
I don't know.
He looks better than ever. Susan Sarandon's daughter's the hottest.
Dude, they are.
Oh yeah, wasn't she a stripper or something?
Dude, I think you can see your boobs. They are such a hot mom and daughter couple.
12? He's like, I think we can see your boobs.
You guys want to see some boobies?
Pull up Susan Sarandon's daughter. Oh, she looks like her. Yeah, she looks like her.
It looks like her in the nose and the, like, cheekbones.
Not that pretty.
Show the boobs.
Not that pretty.
Not that pretty.
Not that pretty. I will say not that pretty.
So let's see if we find another picture.
Can I say, here's what you did. You fucked up. You should have been like, dude, Susan Sarandon, now that's a fucking daughter. That's a daughter and a half right there. You played her up to such a high level.
Yeah, but Shannon didn't show
them
titties.
Then I saw her, and she looked like Susan Sarandon got fucking stretched out.
Susan Sarandon's hot. Yeah. Show them them titties, Shannon.
Show me these titties, Shannon.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All
whoa.
Right.
Look who's changing their tune.
Look, those titties are pretty nice.
Hey, man. I got you, babe.
Yeah, those are pretty heavy.
Can we see more pictures of Susan Sarandon's daughter in different angles? Because from that angle, I'm not impressed. Just the breasts from different angles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
Shannon,
God.
I'm not saying the
so
breasts
nice.
From different angles. I'm saying
no, Shannon,
her.
Keep showing them.
Just a candid shot of her in real life, Shannon.
Yeah, you pervert. And also, can we get some show them titties music? What is
it? Yeah, you know
what,
Shannon? It's time to show them titties.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's I do the show them titties.
Now show them titties.
And you just invented a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
Stop it, dumb bitches. God, women are dumb.
Oh,
they're
so stupid.
They start hearing things and they start pressing buttons.
Can't even win their own swim races.
Wow. Wow.
I thought you were doing a segment where we show our titties.
Really? Whoa, hold on. Whoa.
Now show them them titties.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if Natalie just fucking came back and her tits were just out and she was just whipping them back and forth in the fucking window? Natalie, you would actually show yourself. That's what true non-binary women do, by the way. That's what true.
Wait, are you non-binary now?
I said pansexual once, and he has taken that as non-binary ever since.
Pansexual is bi erasure, by the way.
I know. I've heard you say that before. It makes me sad. I'll say bi.
Step my vocabulary up before I come on.
Bi erasure. So yes. So pansexual is they're saying essentially they are bisexual. People don't like the term pansexual because it's erasing bisexuality. Is that what it is?
Well, yep.
How so? What is pansexual? What does that mean?
Natalie, take it away.
It's
when
more...
you're into Asians.
Yes. Exactly.
No, that's walk section.
WAN section.
There's a long, complicated reason where I used to say
She's got yellow fever. God, what were you saying? Natalie, sorry.
It doesn't really matter. There's a convoluted reason that I'll tell you off the show why I used to say pansexual and I'll go by bisexual. It's
no,
easier.
No. I want to know what your convoluted reason on the show is.
Yeah, get
I'd
convoluted.
Rather not.
Oh, you'd rather not? Oh, why?
I'll tell you. It's
all right, fuck it.
Pan is like it's sort of like gender is like not as much of a factor. Where it's like
oh, this is some fucking next level.
It's like
dweeb.
The way I used to understand it is like
so you don't look
let her talk.
No, she's a woman. You don't look at gender as being a real thing.
Not necessarily. I don't. It was that I didn't really take it into effect when whether I'm attracted to someone or not. The way I understood it was like bi people have like there's like certain types of men and types of women that I'm attracted to, and for me it's like I don't really give a fuck what you identify as. Wow.
So wait. Pansexual means you don't care about the gender
of the people that I'm attracted to. Yeah.
And bisexual means
you don't
that
care
you
about
sleep
the gender
with both genders.
It's the same thing.
That's why I thought pan was like short
thing.
For panhandling.
It is basically
bi.
The same
they pay
thing.
For it.
I'll say it. It's basically the same thing.
You didn't
it's
like that?
More.
You didn't like that?
It looks like you're holding me.
It's just people are bored. That's all this is that young people, they're like, we need to have something of our own. It's like, no, we already have it. It's bisexual.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's pansexual.
Dude, you know, years ago I did construction on like a, it was, first of all, it was in Park Slope. This girl.
Oh, great point. Great fucking point. Somebody in the racist live chat, Ben Tweener says, because she'll fuck trannies. We're not.
So will I.
But that doesn't make you bisexual.
Yeah. What?
Maybe you're pansexual.
No. I'm bisexual.
What's wrong with being
like
pansexual?
Men, women, and trans.
Men, what's wrong with being
pansexual? I'm not pansexual because I'm not fucking gay. Because I'm not a fag. Right?
Dave, put your left hand down real quick. You guys look like a ventriloquist act.
Oh my God. Make me say the N word.
Do anything.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have to work hard to make me say the N word.
Put on no need for apologies.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we didn't even open up the racist live chat on our show.
See, every time Dave talks, I move my mouth.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, guess what? Delta 8 THC is the answer to your dreams because it's legal in 42 states and it ships right to your house and it's cheaper than regular weed.
Yeah, guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you. And guess what? They work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and it can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. And I can personally tell you that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, they really do work. I love the vape pens. If you ever see me smoking a vape pen, I'm smoking Delta 8 directly from YoDelta.com. If you go there, YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Grab some Delta 8 THC, shipped right to your door. Cheap, discreetly, fast, legal, 25% off with that promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? So I think that's what's going on is that younger people, they, in a weird way, they just want things of their own. So they're just creating these new subcategories that are sort of just unnecessary. And then people like us, like a 40-year-old man rolls his eyes at it, and you think I'm being hateful. I'm just saying it's just, I don't have time to learn all of your new phrases. That's it. I'm cool with bisexuals.
Yeah.
I'm cool with trannies.
There's no bigotry.
But I can't, all of my formative years of laying down original thoughts and philosophies behind me.
You can't teach an old dog new
tricks. So lazy and so tired.
Yeah. I'm just not, I can't.
I learned enough things.
I've learned enough. Yeah. I can't go and fucking relearn society, dude.
I'm a stupid man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I've gotten
I'm an
here.
Old processor.
Dude, I'm telling you.
But that's exactly it, dude.
Absolutely.
Dude, I am a fucking, I'm an old.
Retard.
Oh.
An old computer.
Yeah.
An old Hewlett Packard. Heavy, bulky, thick. I'm not supposed to be a fucking fast little fucking.
Absolutely. And once you put that new operating system on there, it starts to run slower. And
exactly, dude. It's just not going to work. My hardware doesn't work with the new software.
Jesus.
I have old hardware.
Yeah, accurate. Yeah.
I have old hardware, and there's all this new software that it's just, it's not compatible.
And then it wasn't your world to begin with. That's like if all you knew existed was Kung Fu, and then people were like, no, there's different levels of martial arts and different styles. You're like, oh, no, it's all Kung Fu.
Looks like you need a reboot, bitch.
Dude, I'm so, my son's in jiu-jitsu, and I know my son's mother's boyfriend. I know. He's taking shots at jiu-jitsu just to fuck with me through my son.
What?
So my son will come home and he's like, Dad, you know, Eddie told me that boxing's way better than jiu-jitsu. And I'm like, well,
Dad, he calls it the sweet science.
Doggy, and I have to sit there. I was like, well, no, you know, we have the UFC sort of figured that out a while ago, that jiu-jitsu is probably the most important, you know, martial art that you need. And you, of course, you need the other sides of it as well. He's like, no. Eddie showed me a video of a boxer just beating the shit out of a jiu-jitsu guy. And I'm like, well, if Eddie wants to come and challenge me, and if he wants to specifically put his boxing versus my jiu-jitsu, we can do that. I actually told my son to tell him that. And then I was like, no, don't.
Yeah.
Stop them. Old hardware.
Reading between the lines.
I'm trying to download the new software, which tells you not to do these things.
And you did it.
But I did. I said, don't. I was like, no, I'm kidding, James. Don't.
It feels weird. It feels good, but it feels weird at the same time, doesn't it? It's like you're proud of yourself, but you feel like a pussy.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got it. So, okay, so you got old hardware, and they're trying to introduce this new technology. What if that's the virus, man?
That's why we don't take it.
Wow.
That's why we don't accept
it. Wow, dude. Wow, hold on.
There you go.
Boom it. That's the virus.
Mm. I'm still caught up on James getting old black man lessons.
Yeah.
And everybody at Eddie's barbershop says that jiu-jitsu's stupid.
It's infuriating. I have to...
I'm mad about it.
I don't know what
and
else
I
to
don't
do.
Care about any of these things.
The only yeah. thing...
And it really is a fuck you to you.
The only thing that I can do is challenge him to an old school...
Fight.
...tournament in front of my son. But then if I lose...
Gotta get mounted.
I have to kill my son. I have to kill my own son.
Kaiser Sose.
No, huh? If you lose, you have to kill yourself, like seppuku.
What's seppuku?
Seppuku is when you put a sword in your
stomach.
Isn't
that when you leave a tampon in for too long?
And kill yourself. No, that's toxic shock syndrome.
I know.
That's what we
septic.
Call it.
Seppuku.
Okay.
No, isn't it also, and I always say Harry Carey. Isn't it Hari Kari?
I always say Harry Carey, too.
Yeah, it's Hari Kondabalu, where you commit career suicide.
where you sell out and you fucking try to make money off The Simpsons.
Yeah. Seppuku is when, it's an honor killing. It's an honor self-killing.
When you listen to Hari Kondabalu's album.
Yeah, you
can. It's when you stop telling jokes on stage.
Yeah. It's when you're
Why are we trashing Hari Kondabalu so bad? I have no problem with Hari Kondabalu.
Will you tell the picture of this thing about him? Or no?
Oh my God, yeah. So I used to host a show at Union Hall in Brooklyn called Picture This, and it was a live animated show where comics would be on stage and they'd have animators on the side on a computer animating their act on a screen behind them, right? So Hari does it, and he specifically is like, I do not want any Apu drawings. I do not want any Simpsons drawings. I don't want any reference to this.
This is after he did the whole...
Right. So the guy who was animating him is... He's also a comic. He's hilarious. His name's Jason Chatfield.
Oh, Jason.
While Hari's on stage... Jason's drawing a poo and making him like look so stupid, and Hari's like a Simpson character, and Hari doesn't know, and he's on stage
and
like,
he thinks he's killing.
Yeah. He thinks he's killing. He's like, wow, I'm getting laughs already. You guys are a great crowd. And he doesn't realize it's going. He's getting fully unboxed.
Did he get mad?
No, he didn't even realize it.
Ever? He never...
Jason erased it. Yeah.
Oh, he erased
it. It was amazing. It was so good. It's like, that's Jason, great. You're the man.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what? We have we're going to have a Scam That Jew. We don't have any scams, which, by the way, if you guys have any scams, please, by all means, send them into realassofficial@gmail.com. If you win a Scam That Jew, if we feature your scam on the show, you win a free Scam That Jew t-shirt, which I am bringing back, guys. We haven't done this in a long time. So these are easy to do scams, easy things to pull off when you're trying to just make a quick buck, get a free cup of coffee, you know, whatever it is, right? And there's a lot of them out there. We talked about them for a very, very long time. But Shannon... As I'm coming in today, she opens up her email in front of me, and she's like, what's going on? She's like, I did not order these headphones. They're saying they ordered these headphones. And she's looking at this thing, and it's like $400 for these headphones. She's like, I don't get it. I didn't order them. And I stopped her from possibly getting scammed because this is what?
This is all.
Are you calling me a fucking liar?
Yes. This
didn't happen. Safety.
Shannon, you only make me look good on the show. It's your job as a producer. So let's try that again. How about we run it back, Shannon?
I was like, what are these words on the screen? Lewis, can you read this to me?
Right? Her little girl brain couldn't even register the words. It started looking like squiggly Chinese language to her. And I was like, calm down. Just calm down, okay? Then she started masturbating vigorously and rubbing her pussy on my knee.
Please do the Shannon impression again. It was really good.
Please, Lewis, can I just rub my pussy on my knee? I'm so fucking horny, Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Lewis, can I rub my pussy right on your knee while you read me this email? I can't read it. I'm so horny. That's Shannon.
Yeah.
It was actually Shannon just now. Shannon, calm down.
Yeah.
Wait, does pansexual mean you don't care about looks?
Oh, come on. No, it does. You don't care obviously about you care about looks. Is that a form of fucking weirdo new teen sexuality where you're into ugly people? That's crazy. Oh,
fuglies.
Bisexuality generally refers to people who are attracted to more than one gender. Pansexuality typically refers to those who feel attracted
that
to
that is the same fucking thing.
Regardless of their gender.
I've heard people say bi-pan. If you ask what I am, it's like...
Also, why is the pansexuality flag just the Ukrainian flag with a little gay on top?
This is the same fucking thing. And you know what happens under communist rule?
Uh-oh.
They start to change the language where the truth is bent and you don't know what's real and what's fake.
Wow, man.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. That's right. We got to take care of the animals.
Shannon, so you open up this email, right? And read us the email.
Hold on. Okay, so it just, the subject line is your order number, Staten Island, New York, my zip code will be shipped soon.
So they give her a zip code and it has her address and send, it's a receipt for a $350 pair of headphones. Mm-hmm. And it says it's going to ship soon.
It's also a weird brand of headphone. It's Sennheiser.
That's a real brand. Yeah, Shannon works in goddamn production.
Don't know
you have high-end brand for like real studios. It's not fucking Beats, you fucking...
Oh, that's what I use.
Beats. I know you do. Beats. I know.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
She just takes the vegetables and puts them in her ears.
That's what her ex-boyfriends all used to give her.
I can't hear anything.
I got Beats last night.
I got beaten. So then she's like, I don't get it, but why is this even a scam? I don't even understand what's going on.
Yep.
And then it says, you did, Shannon. Mm, you actually did say that.
No, that's not true. What I said was, I'm looking for what they want me to do.
Edit. Shannon, let's try it again.
Go ahead, Natalie. Go ahead.
You got me. He's totally right, stupid.
he was 100% right. That's what he said.
You're just a dumb cis woman.
God, straight women are dumb.
I'm sorry, Natalie, what were you saying?
You got it.
Nailed it.
You got it.
Totally right on.
Why
does she sound like Bullwinkle?
Was she not saying, was she not a little confused?
There was a moment where all of us were trying to figure out what they were trying to get us to do.
And then I came in and I immediately saw, and on the bottom it said, if you have a problem with this, call this number. And then in a font that's five times as large as anything else was an 877 number.
Uh-huh.
Right? So my assumption is this is a scam. They got her personal information somehow, right? Her address. It's very easy. I actually, on my my Chase app, there's a thing where you click a button and it says, do you want to see if your personal
information... That's literally dating app, Chase.
I was trying and you nailed it.
Yes. So... it'll say, do you want to see where your name is like on and information is on websites? And there's like a bunch of websites that like if you go to like peoplesearch.com, you can find my address and my phone number and all that stuff. So if you have a couple things, like if you have their email address and their name, if you put it into some of these websites, you could probably find out their address, their phone number, and a bunch of other things as well. So they have her address. What they're looking for is they're looking for a dumb old person. Shannon. I'm sorry, Shannon. You're not dumb or old. You're beautiful and young and smart. I'm sorry. When Shannon doesn't laugh, it kills me a little bit inside. Because then I feel like I'm actually hurting her feelings.
I realized that the phone wasn't connected. And so I was like, we're not going to be able to make this phone call at this moment.
No, are you kidding?
That's why I wasn't listening to your phone. It's initializing right now. So it should be.
Okay, good.
Ready to go in a second.
So the point is that they're looking for like old people to call this phone number and then they get you on the phone and then they proceed to scam you because you're like, oh, I didn't order these headphones. I want a refund. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to call this line and see how far we can get into being scammed.
How many steps before they ask for your credit card number so that they can refund?
Wait, yeah. Each of us?
I like
this.
We're
going to just do it right now. I'm going to pretend to be an old guy named Shannon Lehigh. They used to name men Shannon back in the fucking day.
But yeah. A lot of black dudes named Shannon.
I know a guy named Shannon. He was like 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pretend to be Shannon. and I'm going to pretend to be an old guy, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call this guy, and I'm going to see what's... And I guarantee you an Indian man answers this call. Yeah. Guaranteed.
This is a good strategy, too. I pretend to be old when I do customer service because they're more patient with you anyway.
Hello, I am Mr. Kanabalu.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that Indian CEO? It took him years to work up the corporate ladder. He became a CEO. In one Zoom call, he fired... like 1,000 workers and then outsourced 900 of the jobs to India.
I think I remember the CEO that fired like 1,000 employees on a call. That was pretty famous like a few months ago.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call.
Yeah, it was like
right before Christmas too.
And then he hired all Indians from India and was an Indian CEO.
Oh, this dude, he's Putin.
Oh yeah. You got him ready? All right, good. Call.
This is going to be great.
Let's see. Let's see. Wait, Shannon, we don't hear anything. You have to patch it through. I see what's going on. Make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. And set access to the complete on-demand libraries for all of these shows, including Real Ass Podcasts.
I'm getting like a a busy type sign, like a busy signal.
That's even more evident. It's a scam. If the number isn't even real.
Yeah, but then how are they going to get anything out of me? There's nothing. There is there is something to click on, but it's my email address. Let me hover over it and see if it actually. Yeah, it's really my email address. That's the only thing.
Sure. Just call one more time. Okay. See if it works one more time. Maybe they're just doing so well scamming people that
they're busy.
They're actually busy right now. Yeah. If not, that was a fun idea for a bit. I guess we'll never do it again.
We sometimes should make prank calls right now.
Dude, one day I did that where I had time. I was making breakfast, and I got one of those scam likely calls that went through. So I just kept calling it back over and over again while making breakfast. And they were answering, and they would get frustrated, but they eventually blocked me.
Ah.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes, and he just called.
Well, here's what happens is you get a person who's a salesperson. This is really what they are. For this guy in India, some fucking 22-year-old kid in Mumbai – this is actually a job.
Yeah.
This is a real job. He shows up for work every day, and it's his job to get these people online, get their credit card information, get their numbers, and then they give it to their fucking boss, and then they go home.
Do you think he knows it's a scam? Or
I worked at a telemarketing job when I was like 18 years old, and it was you got paid a commission. You got paid like $10 for every completed sheet. You got paid $20 if you got their social security numbers.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, being like, oh, this is 100% a scam. I had no idea what it was for. It's about refinancing your mortgage. I had no idea. But the fact that if I got your social security number, I was able to get paid twice the commission. Everyone was hyper focused on getting social security.
What would they do with the social security?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I would feel really bad because it was always old people that would just start giving you their information.
That's evil.
Right.
I know.
How long did you do that?
I still do it to this day.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
I had one in the late 90s selling beepers to old people in like the South. And we would just overcharge them for a monthly service for dead technology. And then our biggest thing was if we could get kids to answer and just be like, all right, coach them on what to say to make it go through.
Yeah. That's what I call David and his friends, beepers.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Zackle Snake.
So I just tried to call from my cell phone to see if it would be any difference, and it said this number is no longer in service. Maybe I should email. Do you think I should email them?
No, the scam already went through and went out. So what happened was that they shut that line down already because somebody sniffed it out. Damn. That would have been fun.
All right. I'll save the next one.
You got this email yesterday?
No, I just saw it today.
Wow.
All right. We got to take a moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix Toothpicks, they make these nicotine-laced toothpicks that really do give you quite the nicotine buzz. If you guys are trying to quit smoking, or maybe you're just trying to cut back, maybe you can't smoke at work or on an airplane, Zippix Toothpicks are your answer.
These are phenomenal, guys. If you want to kick that smoking and vaping habit, it has a sublingual absorption system that gets you the nicotine buzz quicker. It comes in 6 awesome flavors, including clove, if you're an old school gothic like me. And yeah, you can use Zippix anyway. You're not allowed to vape or smoke. No smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts.
And it's actually less than cigarettes, so save some money as well. Right now, go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com. And yeah, grab your Zippix toothpicks and have a healthier lifestyle today. Okay, where were we? All right, let's go to the racist live chat right now. King John just posted a picture of me when I was like 300 pounds when Beatrice was pregnant, when I was almost naked.
Let's see it. Oh, my God. That's you?
It's weird, King
John. You sure you weren't pregnant?
Why does King John have that still?
Why do you look like a female-to-male trans?
I know. When Beatrice got pregnant, I just fucking ate with her the whole time.
Yeah.
Aww.
The whole time, dude. It was very empathetic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it was.
Put on weight, too, and yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I was over 300 pounds there.
Especially, was she pregnant through the winter? Like, when's your son's birthday?
Yeah, he was born in December.
December? Okay, so
December,
yeah, like
what?
The last couple of months, y'all really
don't
just...
Don't worry. I don't need fucking weirdos hard. Out there knowing my kids'
I'm
information.
I'm the 31st.
Cool. It's fine.
That would have been neat.
All right, so, yeah, King John, you're a fucking weirdo. I don't know why you're holding on to naked fat photos of me, but you're a weird homosexual.
Yeah, that's what the OutCloud enables.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, King John. You know what, Shannon? We can't ban people, right?
I'll text Bobby and ask him if it's updated.
Ah, forget it. King John, you're safe another day.
wasn't he the one that was also safe last time?
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking around. I don't actually care. I put the picture out there. It's not like he found it and is discovering it and putting it out there. I put it out there and showed it on my podcast. That's where he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this. Was it intentional? Viral cheerleader boob touch video.
Why?
Turning into controversy.
Oh.
What is this, Shannon?
Okay, so this is a Arizona college basketball game, and as the guy is walking off the field, I'm just going to show it to you, then we can talk about it.
Let's see.
As the guy's walking off the field.
Did you see that?
Oh, wait, go back now.
Holy. Oh, that's
no, it wasn't intentional.
No, he was putting
Shut
his arms
up.
Out, like, look at me, and then he accidentally touched
Yeah,
it.
He even moved his hand once he felt that he touched something.
I mean, what a
look how he pulled, yeah. Look this how he
is,
yanked his hand
this
back.
Is becoming a fucking
no,
thing.
No. You can see, and she smiles. They probably have a
under
little
the
thing
mask.
Together. You can
no,
tell.
Absolutely not.
She smiles under the
oh
mask.
Go back.
Look at where his eyes are, though. He doesn't even look where his hand is going.
No, he puts his hands out being like, yo,
look
I'm the
me.
Fucking man. And he had both hands out, too.
It's, and then...
So you guys know, like, what do they call that? I'm trying to... So he's like, he's... It's not like if he just put his one hand out and grabbed it. Like, he's fucking doing this at the exact same time, right? He's fucking...
But that's intentional.
No, wait. So this is why I think it's not intentional. Because when
side,
he pins it, he overcompensates and takes that left hand and puts it way behind his back. Almost
he felt
like a,
it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he felt it and he yanked back. Yeah,
and he yanked. Look how far back.
Yeah, but
his hand
on the
does.
Other camera angle, after he does it, you can see him go honk honk.
Watch the hand, how far it goes back.
I'm up. Look, I don't
see,
know.
He overcompensates.
Is this an NBA player or a college basketball player?
College.
Look, I don't know much about sports, but if I had to guess, this fucking 6'8" athletic. College basketball star
doesn't have to sneak a
doesn't need yeah doesn't need to on camera
titty.
Just fucking
yeah.
Like I'm not even saying that he's above raping because I understand there's been plenty of basketball players who are out there fucking taking it right
yeah
that's not what happened here it's not like a sexual assault that he got caught in his hand brushed up against a titty that's psychotic that anybody would call that intentional
but what if he did it to them be like oh sorry about that let me take you out to dinner ring out.
What?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the way his hand goes by, he's like, oh, fuck. You know?
That's stupid.
Who's
getting mad
who's
about
upset?
This?
Yeah.
So this is a bunch of people tweeted about it. They tweeted the video. This one has 130,000 views, and people are replying, I guess.
What
people
is the tweet that...
This is the original one that's in the article.
What does it say? Let's see. Did the Arizona Go leader just give the TCU cheerleader a tap?
I don't know what those words mean.
Go later.
Go later.
That's probably what they call them.
Is that a new slur? Because they're always late.
Did that Arizona show up later?
Yeah.
They tend to go later in the lineup.
I mean, is that picking up steam anywhere else?
Just people in this article, it said it was a viral video.
So dumb.
People are bored in Arizona.
People are so fucking dumb.
Very that's bored stupid. In Arizona.
That is very dumb. I can't even talk about
dude,
it.
Dude, have you noticed on
what
like clips of
why is this a question?
Yes, he inappropriately touched the TCU cheerleader. It's on video. Will this be swept under the rug?
Oh, dude, that's a fake account. That's a fucking Russian troll bot. Yeah. Look at that.
Go, Elizabeth.
Go, look at her profile. Look at her profile.
Click on her name. No, not his name. Do you not know how Twitter
740
works? Go back.
740 followers.
Please. Yeah, one follow. It's actually a troll account. It's not even a person who slightly even
12
cares.
12 tweets.
It's a thing where they post an opinion that'll piss people off, so people reply, and then that becomes the reality.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So we think people are pissed.
Is there anybody else actually pissed in the comments?
They're arguing with bots. Have you noticed on people's stand-up clips, like, people are just not getting the joke? Like, people are like, well, like, you make a joke, and someone's like, well, that couldn't be possible. This person's dumb. It's like, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
I'm also blown away by the amount of celebrities that are leaving like laughing emojis under people's. Like, there's a lot of celebrities that are just like, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, for Snoop Dogg, you have time to do this?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like there is one account that is not fake, because there were a couple other ones that were also fake accounts, and said he specifically put his arm out at that height to do it on purpose.
That is the dumbest person. Who's the one who's the one person really commenting? Can we see that account?
Share it.
It's Natalie.
It's a guy.
Black Bolt.
This guy, Daniel. Asian American.
What is it? Go back. I didn't see what his tweet was, Shannon.
He just said he specifically put his arm out at that height to do it on purpose.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah.
High fives. And
that's a real guy.
It's people will.
Of course, you're going to have one.
What a slow news week where they're actually trying to make something out of that. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. All right, it's fine. All right, let's see. I think this is an interesting story. South Carolina brings back firing squad executions, giving inmates the option of firing squad, lethal injection, or the electric chair.
That's
fuck
great.
Yeah.
So you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. It's cool. It's old school.
I think also, I don't know how they would do it in this country. I know, like, in Mexico, like, usually one of the victim's family members is a part of the firing squad. So, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, like, don't just ask for justice. Be a part of this shit. Do it.
Wait, really?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Where? So, really?
Like, in Mexico, so it's like, you know, yeah, if you kill my sister, I'll be a part of the firing squad. My gun might not be loaded.
Oh, the victim.
The victim's family is a part of the firing squad. So my gun might not be loaded. I don't know that, but at least I'm standing
there.
Because
that's the way it was, right? So essentially, not everyone's gun are loaded with live rounds.
That way they don't know who it was that shot them.
But at least they're there, and they're a part of the punishment, as opposed to just letting.
Is that still done, though? When they do firing squad to this day, is that still the way they do it?
Are you opposed or are you for the death penalty?
I mean, I guess I'm not that opposed to it because I'm thinking about it, right? Realistically, what I'm thinking is, like, I am not opposed to putting somebody to death for cold-blooded first-degree murder, molesting a child, doing some sort of heinous, crazy shit, right? Uh-huh. But the room for human error,
right,
sort of makes me, like, just wary. Like, right. Like, you know, people fuck up regularly, you know, and you know, if there's even a percentage of a point that this could be a mistake or something, mm-hmm. And I think at this point we've seen plenty of times where, you know, DNA evidence has cleared people. Or, you know, years after the fact, they get their name cleared. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. But ultimately, yes, I think in a perfect world, yes, I believe in the death penalty.
What if instead of the death penalty, like the victim's family gets to be a part of the firing squad, instead of that, they get the person handcuffed in a chair and they get 2 minutes to just pummel and beat the shit out of them as best they can, and that'll be the person's punishment.
And then they're free?
No. And then they go into a rehabilitation program to go back into the community as a force of positivity instead of just rotting.
The beating is going to do more psychological damage that you can't.
But shouldn't they focus? Shouldn't they have a consequence?
Who? That's not going to fix them. Like, tying a person to a chair and beating them, you know, within an inch of their life, they're not normal after that. You know what I mean?
Well, don't they say once you go to prison, you're like, you know, 50% of prisoners return to prison, or like something like 70% are rearrested again, 50% or something like that are returned to prison. I just read a thing where, like, this is why I had such problems with the COVID, like, releasing of prisoners because of COVID. Because I was like, we know that 50% of them are going to end up back in prison. So you're just literally allowing people back onto the street that are going to go commit crimes. Yeah. And that's the people that are caught and convicted again. Now you have a certain sect of people that you're releasing onto the streets that they didn't even finish their sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I think those people are probably even more inclined to commit a crime because they didn't even really go through their entire rehabilitative mm-hmm. process. So that was – I always sort of had an issue with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that jail is really rehab. I don't know.
No, there's no rehabilitation. There needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just disc. First of all, you have to treat people with esteem so they can act esteemably. Like, prisoners aren't treated. I'm not saying like spoil the prisoners, but like put them in a program where they are treated like humans and then they'll actively act better instead of just letting them
I think
be like
there,
animals
I think
in a cage.
Probably a lot of theories, right? I think there probably are programs out there where you put people into religious programs or work programs mm-hmm. and they probably get better results.
Right.
But I'm sure it's case by case.
So it used to be, that way.
And you've been to jail before, right? For me, do not treat me like a human. Treat me like trash. So I never want to go back there again because I've only been locked up for a day or two at a time and I never want to do that. I never, ever in a million. And because it sucks, if I was sitting there eating a great meal and they were going, hey, Louis, let's fucking talk about your favorite poems.
No, I'm talking about long term.
No, I know what you're saying.
The thing that happened with those things was when it used to be like state controlled,
mm-hmm.
that worked because states had programs, but they would still move you around to different behavioral health and, you know, all mm-hmm. kinds of shit like that. That was back in the day, but now that shit got to be too expensive and private companies would be able to be like, I can get this done for a cheap, third of the price.
30 cents per day to make
like,
this prisoner
let me
live,
do
or
it.
It's $1.90 per day.
And then, once you handed it over to the private people, it's in their hands and they don't want
to. Fucking child rapists have a more comfortable life?
Mm. Yeah.
Look,
you don't have to point in my direction.
This child rapist.
If you had to choose between electric chair, injection, and firing squad. What do you choose?
Firing squad.
Right? There's something about it. I'd be like, do you guys have a bazooka?
I don't
know. Cause
I just want the motherfucker to look me in the eye. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't kill me flipping a switch with a bag over my head. Look me in the fucking eye.
Can I tell you how they're planning on doing it in South Carolina, though?
Please.
They are exactly doing that. After the prisoner makes their statement, they put a hood over their head, they strap them to a chair, and then there's a window in a wall where three shooters then shoot through the wall.
So they're not even like...
Not like in a field or something. They're like in a small room and they shoot through a little window.
See, the ones that I've seen when I used to watch shit like that on the internet.
Shannon's brutal. She put you in a fucking field.
But that's the ones I've seen.
Me
when
too.
They put them on it, when they used to watch that shit on the internet, they would like chain the guy to like a pole about waist height.
I always saw it in front of like almost like a stone wall.
Yeah.
You'd have six guys 50 yards away.
And you have a red blindfold and a cigarette.
Yes. Yeah. Any last words? And you, in a Spanish.
Suck my dick, coppers.
That'd be me.
I don't regret a day of my life.
Yeah.
That's how I'd always imagined it. So it's a little bit. So they're going through a hole in the wall. There's no very impersonal.
Ian, that's like,
yeah. It's like a glory hole.
Glory hole firing squad.
I don't think I'd want firing squad because what if you get hit and you don't die right away and then you're just like gasping for air and it's like a very painful death. I would want to.
Nah, it won't be painful. At that point, you're in a euphoric state. You're fighting for your life.
Firing squad
is
the most painful out of all of them, in my opinion. And I know that they say lethal injection can be brutal and electrocution, I'm sure. But I'm talking about with firing squad, you're bleeding out slowly.
Yeah.
It's not like. They don't hit you in the head, right? They try to hit you in the head. Are they hitting you in the chest or the head? I think they go
wherever,
for the chest, right?
Whatever they can hit.
Kneecaps.
Yeah. Exactly.
What kind of gun do they use, Shannon?
It doesn't say. Let me see if I can find it.
If it's a sniper rifle, like between the eyes,
I'd take
right.
that. Yeah, I would take that. That would be my first choice. If it's being shot in the chest by three dudes,
yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to suck.
Shannon, what's that like?
I have a feeling that would really suck. Lethal injection or electrocution, I think in terms of classic.
Electrocution,
doggy.
Yeah.
Ride
the lightning. The whole town, the lights start flickering for a second. Like, there goes Gomez.
Yeah.
There they go. That dude, everyone feels it in that town, dude.
Yeah.
Ride the lightning.
Everyone's fucking Wi-Fi reboots.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be inconvenienced for another 2 full minutes of their lives.
Con Edison has to blast out an email.
Yeah.
Everyone turn off your air conditioners.
That's what happens during the Real Ass Podcast. Every episode is somebody's being electrocuted in the building, so we lose the feed.
Tom Hanks has to take care Mayor of the Mouse Dave brought back to life.
They use 30 caliber Winchester rifles.
Okay, like there's a single man here who knows what that means.
Oh, I thought maybe you would.
Yeah, the little rifle with the little pump gun in it. Yeah. Yeah, the little...
30 caliber, though. What does that mean?
That's the bullet. So
I know what that means, but what does it mean?
That's the size of it. 30 caliber is... Yeah, see? That's the gun.
Yeah.
And then like... Hold on.
Dave's trying to speak Philadelphia. Go ahead, Dave.
No, it's just the width of the bullet. I mean... So.
Do you remember when we were kids, we had toy guns that looked exactly like that?
They were so fun.
Just... You go... Click, poof! It would make that like weird. It would make a like a thud and a springy like sound.
Is it
just so you can get used to the recoil? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you get a little recoil.
You would feel it in your armpit and everything. Yeah,
and it would have a little orange tip, but you pop that little orange tip right off.
Uh huh.
Right?
They don't sell those type toys anymore.
There's not a cent. You can't get any.
Isn't it wild how we had those as kids and we would just like play fantasy, like whatever, no big deal. And then now they don't have them and kids are growing up in a more violent time.
Eight retarded young black kids just couldn't put their dumb toy guns down and now we can't play with cool looking fucking toy guns. Yep. That's what happened.
No, I think Columbine started it and those are white kids.
You think that was what happened? No.
No, black kids were shooting each other over sneakers for a while. No one cared.
With real guns.
Yeah, it wasn't until Columbine that we started to do gun control shit.
No, you know, I think the toy gun thing came from, and I don't know if it's black kids, but it could have been Puerto Rican kids very easily, okay?
No, those are toy knives.
But it came from these little kids. There was a few stories where a little kid would be at like a park, right? And he's just playing with his friends.
Yeah.
Tamir Rice.
And the cops show up and, you know, the kid's like, blah, 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 and the cops shoot the fuck out of him.
You can never let a kid leave the house with a toy gun.
But that's why, I mean, that specifically is why they started changing those toy guns.
Yeah.
I think people were fucking regularly getting shot. I remember one time I had a paintball gun. And if you don't know guns, like, I think like real men that listen to this show, we talk about guns sometimes and they're like, dude, these guys sound like fucking morons.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, New York City is a place where, unless you were like absolute like, fucking hood rat.
Didn't give a fuck.
Like, really hood rat. Yeah. You gotta be, it's not even like being ghetto, dude. Like, I knew fucking hood people in New York. When I first moved here especially, we smoked blunts on stoops. We lived in Brooklyn. We made friends with all the people in the neighborhood. Nobody really had guns. You know what I'm saying? And if they did, it wasn't like fucking known. It's another step below, like, hood rat. We're talking about New York. It's so hard and the penalties for having guns in New York are so high.
Yeah, it's a minimum of 5 years to get caught.
Yeah, it's 10. Yeah. Yeah, it's 10, 10? I think. Yeah, it's 10. More.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah, because I was carrying a gun when I first came to New York. Like 2007, 2008, and I remember they're like, "Yo, you can't just walk
you can't do
that." And I'm
you
like, "Really?"
Can't.
Like I came up from Philly just on my regular, yeah, what, you know what I mean? And they were like, "No." Nah,
so I never really experienced guns like before I had held a gun. But even right now, if somebody were to pull out a toy gun that's painted black, I can't just eyeball it and go, that's not a real gun. People, but somebody from fucking Florida or Texas can just go, it's a fucking toy. And, like, they would just know it. Like, immediately I would see something black and I'd go, oh my God. But
that's just the kid's hand.
I remember I had a paintball gun in my car. We were like, I was maybe 18 years old. It was snowing one day. And all these, like, black and Hispanic kids in my neighborhood, they decided that they were going to it was like they were having like a snowball fight. They were a lot. I was maybe 18 or 19. They were like 15 years old, 14 years old. And like they were just sort of like hood. I didn't really hang out with them, but they were like these hood kids in my neighborhood. And we were kind of cool. We weren't like, it wasn't a bad thing, but they were like having like a snowball fight. And I got caught in the middle of it. And I had a big shitty car, like a big shitty car, right? So I'm fucking like kind of driving in between them, right? And it's kind of, we're having fun, right?
Yeah.
So they start throwing snowballs at my car. I have a Chevy Caprice, like 89 Chevy Caprice. Yes. The shittiest car you could possibly have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just having a fun time. So at one point I'm parked and they're just pelting my car with snowballs, right? And then they start coming on the sides of me.
Oh, no.
And they start packing my snow tires, my tires in snow. And start like almost trying to like build like an igloo around my car.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like Fortnite.
Yeah, dude. So I'm starting to get stuck in the snow and I can't get out. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. Like, you guys got to actually do this.
Oh, God.
So I just take my paintball gun and I point it out the window at them. Jesus. And they just start taking off. Like, oh, shit, he's got a paintball gun. And they start fucking running. So whatever. I drive away. Right. And so somebody saw me point a fucking rifle at my gun.
At children.
And they called the cops.
Yeah.
They were like, they just saw, somebody was watching from the window and they saw these kids like fucking around. And they saw a guy with a rifle pointed out the window. dude, these, I had like eight cops cars surround me, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, where's the gun? Where's the gun? I'm like, there is no gun, I swear. It was fun, but it could have easily gone, like, all it would have taken was just some fucking nervous ass cop. Like, I go like this with it, like, here's the gun, and then dead. Same thing happened once when I was in middle school. We would, I mean, there was always so many, dude. One time in the eighth grade, I dressed up on Halloween. My costume
just
was...
Just out of curiosity, why was the paintball gun in the car with you, though?
Because I would play paintball. I would have it in the trunk.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we like, for Halloween, when you're in the eighth grade, I just dressed up as a robber. Like, I put a stocking on my head,
mm-hmm.
and it wore all black, and I had a silver real-looking gun, and I was just walking the streets like that. And fucking, and then my buddy, because kids from the hood didn't really wear costumes. My buddy just had like a fucking, like a clown mask behind his head. And we just looked like we were in for trouble. The cops showed up and they're like, what the fuck? You know, but I remember in middle school, Ian, what are you doing? You can't just spend an hour on the podcast. You got to text.
I can't.
So you know it's distracting
Ian's
for
like
me.
A chick.
I'm trying to have
him.
I'm trying to have a fucking conversation.
I'm
all
listening.
About him.
My cats tore up the apartment today. There's fucking garbage and food everywhere, and I'm
and
going back and forth.
Making sure you're texting those cats. You cats better have this apartment clean when I get home.
I was supposed to clean it up, but I woke up late, and it's just a fucking mess.
All right, come on.
I know.
Jesus, for the love of God. But I was in, we went to ShopRite, the supermarket. We were having a paintball, or not a paintball war, a BB gun war behind ShopRite. Now, did you guys get like 10-pump BB guns when you were kids?
I did, yeah.
So a 10-pump BB gun, you pump it 10 times and it creates enough air pressure in the gun that it, you know, it's pretty fucking powerful. It's more powerful than the ones that were using CO2, right? So the BB guns were essentially a pump. Or CO2. That's the way BB guns were made, right? What is that face about?
No, I was just remembering.
Remember your BB guns. Yeah, your BB guns were awesome, dude.
The pellet guns I had.
Yeah, the one with the short pellets.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
you shoot at squirrels in my grandfather's yard.
Dude, I had one. It was a handgun. I thought this thing was so cool.
You look so much like Six right now, like even with the air coming up.
It was a $30 handgun that was just a one pump that I had, and I thought it was so cool. I remember there was a pigeon sitting on an electrical line, and I went and I shot it. It hit right in the chest. It bounced off it, and the pigeon went, cool.
Oh, wow.
It didn't even fly away. Cool.
There was like a bird in the tree at my grandfather's house, and I was like, can I shoot it? And he goes, yeah, go for it. He didn't think I'd hit it, and I fucking shot. The thing fell on the ground.
Oh, no.
I just started sobbing, and then made my family have a funeral for the bird.
Oh, no.
We put it in a box. I said, like, prayers from the Bible.
Can we bury it at the beach?
Can we go to Poodle Beach?
Bring him back to his home.
It's
Poodle
what
Beach.
He would have wanted.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, shit. So we were behind ShopRite having a BB gun war with these 10
that
pumps.
That hurts, dude.
We would only pump them twice.
Hurts.
So we had these rifles. 10 pumps, you would fucking put a hole in through somebody's heart. Like, they were dangerous. These were dangerous weapons, right?
But these are also kids, so you know 2 pumps turns into 3 real quick.
Two pumps turns into 3, 3 pumps turns into 5. We started pumping about 8 times. We're into 10. That was crazy.
I'm just going to shoot from far away.
Yeah. It was Gano and Miguel, who were my neighbors, right? They were brothers, Gano and Miguel, and me and James Ciccone on one team, and Gano and Miguel on another team. And Gano had a BB gun. Miguel didn't even have a BB gun. He had rocks. So Miguel's just throwing rocks.
He was a Palestinian of the group.
We were friends. Yeah. This was in a war of like, oh, we're trying to kill each other or hurt each other. We were simply saying, hey, we got BB guns. Let's shoot each other with them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And behind ShopRite, like, you know, maybe, I don't know how many yards, maybe 25, 30 yards, like pretty far. But I remember I shot Gano in his arm and it fucking put a hole in his arm. It stuck in his arm. The hot BB was stuck in his arm. And he bled. And I remember, we were like, we got to stop because it's going to hit somebody in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
And I remember we were
you drew first blood.
Now that you say that, that does remind me. There was a kid that I went to school with, Brendan. He shot one in his basement and it like bounced off the wall and hit it back in the nose. We never got to see it, but he had a Band-Aid on and you could see the blood-soaked hole through the Band-Aid.
Yeah, so we went into ShopRite because we were taking a break from this BB gun war. We're like, let's go steal some sodas, right? Like, we're like fucking, we're hot. We're shooting each other with BB guns. So we just, we take our
context. Let's go into ShopRite with our guns.
Yeah.
We're just going to ShopRite with our guns. So we take our guns and we just shove them down one leg.
Jesus.
So I'm walking with one straight leg like a pirate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
All three of us, three Puerto Rican kids walking, stealing sodas.
Yeah.
Walking through the store like this, right? And, you know, security starts following us around, right? And at that point, we just are like, oh, we're like, fuck. So I think somebody saw us enter with the guns. That's what happened because the police were already there. You know what I'm saying? So we see security following us. So we start running out of the store. We're like, all right, get out of here. Let's run. The cops are there, right? And they're chasing us. Now, I do this thing. Like, I've always been a fat kid deep down inside. Like instead of running, I'm fighting. I would much rather get my ass kicked than be out of breath from running, right? Same thing if the cops come. I'm not running. You got me. All right? That's just sort of my attitude. It's like, I'm not going to deal with this whole fucking running thing, okay? Yeah. Unless it's absolutely necessary.
No retreat, no surrender.
Unless I'm going to Jamaica in a few weeks.
So my friends, you know, they're fucking, they book, right? And they're, you know, they're skinny, athletic kids.
Oh, no.
And I'm just a fat kid, so I'm like, with one leg, just fucking.
Eric Cartman.
So I was like, Eric Cartman. So I'm like, you got.
Here's it.
The cops are like, freeze. And I'm like, you got me. So I simply grab my gun out of my
God.
Pants.
Oh, no.
God. Turn around. I literally turn around and I pull it out and I go, oh. I mean, the look on these faces, they were going to kill me.
Yeah.
Dude.
These cops were going to kill me. And just by chance, they said, that's a BB gun. That's a kid. He's not trying to hurt anybody. And I just happened to get the cops that weren't ready to murder somebody that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think back, I was like, I literally just, I stopped and I went, I mean.
Jesus.
It's crazy that they didn't kill me. They should have killed me. They should have. And if my mom would have complained, what would it have been their fault? I pulled out a rifle.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if the cops should immediately just like,
yeah,
shoot to kill.
They're already coming. Very like it's so much because whatever the call was probably hyped up, so they come extra high. Like that's the part that makes it a recipe for disaster. You know, and even when we started this call,
we're also like we're like 12 or 13 years old, but I'm as big as I am now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're not small kids. Like these were also kind of like tough kids. Like these were kids who would get into fights. These are kids that would break into your house. It's not like we were a group of kids that we weren't good kids. We weren't like really out there like we weren't the worst
of the
worst.
That's the interesting thing though. Yeah, because some of you accept it almost. Like I got into a mentality like that also of like, you know, if I got pulled over by the cops or, you know, rousted, even if I wasn't doing anything wrong, I kind of accepted it because I was more than likely doing something wrong earlier.
Yeah, they didn't catch me doing what I was doing.
Right.
You know,
right.
Every time I've gotten arrested smoking weed and when I'm spending my day in central bookings, I think of that every time. I go, you know what? I've smoked weed 1,000 times and never been caught. If I were to just break down my time in this jail cell for every time I did, if you would have just said, hey, Lewis, you have to spend 18 seconds in a cell before you can light that blunt every time you would do it, I'd still do it.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. Yeah. I would always sort of.
That's
get
almost
there.
Like a freeing way of, and like a form of acceptance to deal with it instead of freaking
positive
out.
And negative are going to happen. So your mind is willing to balance
it out. I don't think you. You should have gotten. I don't know if you deserve to get shot.
No, I didn't deserve to get shot. I'm just saying, if those cops would have shot me, they wouldn't have really done anything wrong.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You were pulling out a weapon, and they didn't know if it was a gun or not. But it's like you also shouldn't be just yanking a weapon out of your pants. It's like you get what you get.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't die over that. But them shooting you, it's like who's gonna? You
was
can't blame them.
It's Darwinism.
Did you guys see the one story
about
the father who got arrested and then he told his kids to start shooting at the cops?
Nah.
Pull up the story, Shannon. This happened not that long ago. My sister
Where?
Sent it to me. Somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Some people get radicalized, man.
Yeah.
Some people get
Now,
excited.
Were they more of a...
Father arrested after ordering son 4 to shoot at officers at McDonald's drive-thru.
What?
A man was arrested on Monday. This is literally...
Okay, we already know what they
month
were
ago.
Because they didn't say a white man.
It's Utah. Yeah,
it's really
Utah.
True. Just a man.
Yeah. Oh, yep, he's white, you know. Or black.
After ordering his 4-year-old son to shoot at Utah police on a drive-thru during an incident that began over an incorrect order.
Jesus Christ.
They always put that out there. They're like, this man murdered this other man over $2. No,
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He murdered him over being a disrespectful bitch.
Yeah.
And we found out he was a disrespectful bitch over that $2 sandwich.
It's happening so many times at, like, fast food joints.
Because it's
crazy.
Yeah, like, that's the last place that they can lash out, and there's no recourse.
Please said.
Dave, I showed you a certain website many years ago.
I loved that website. It's not there anymore.
What site?
Black people versus fast food.
Nuh-uh. That was a real thing.
That was my favorite website in the world.
It was great.
Oh, my God.
Police said employees asked the man to pull over to the front of the store while they corrected the order. During this time, they also put in a call to the police. Also, bitch-ass move for McDonald's, right? So, hold on. Pull over so we can correct your order, but we're also actually calling the cops. We're going to have you fucking arrested for being
because he brandished a weapon.
Yeah, he took a weapon
and
out.
He brandished a weapon in the line.
I didn't read that part.
Yeah.
He got the wrong order.
When officers
order.
Arrived on the scene, they issued several verbal commands ordering the man to exit the vehicle, but he did not cooperate. Officers then opened the vehicle's door and pulled the man out from the car. While taking the father into custody, an officer turned back toward the vehicle and saw a gun pointing out from the rear window. The department said... After learning other law enforcement, the officer swiped the gun to the side and a round was fired from the weapon. Well, the kid fired around.
This is the plot of Unforgivable. Did y'all see that Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock?
No.
What?
Wow, there was a 3-year-old in the back as well. That's crazy.
Wait, do they have a mugshot of this father or
he's not
any
charged.
Other details?
He was the father charged?
Yeah.
What are they going to put the 4-year-old in jail?
Well, sometimes that's why people use kids to do shit
like
that.
Well, the police said that he ordered the kid to open fire, but nowhere in that article, where's that? That's really just his word versus their word. So maybe the police, maybe he didn't. Maybe the kid just said, fuck this, right?
Yeah, the kid probably saw the conflict.
And then the police said, well, we can't do anything to this kid, so we're going to say that he ordered him to fucking open
fire. Yeah, you have to.
Even if the child fired on the police, a father should still go to jail. For having
if the weapon is not registered, yes. But if the weapon is registered and he was fine to transport it, but y'all pulled him out the car.
I think if your 4-year-old can pick up a gun and fire it, I think you should be arrested.
Yes.
If you are leaving a gun.
Negligence happened because the cops pulled him out of the car without securing the gun. So the cops are supposed to secure. They asked right away if there's a gun in the car. Like I was thinking about this when you said this because I had a situation like that once where I got pulled over and they asked if I had any guns in the car, in which I let them know I did have a gun on my hip. So they're immediate before we even got to the traffic stop, it became. He's got a gun on the car, and the guy came in from the passenger seat.
We just talked about this. We just talked about this with the guy who got shot in the head in the Walmart, right? Who had the gun? He had a gun on him, right? And he was in the middle of him and this chick were in the middle of like pulling some scam. They're trying to like return receipts and get money, right?
They probably listened to the podcast.
Yeah, scam that chick.
Yeah.
So the cops came and. The guy ended up having a gun on him, right? And in the middle of it, somebody's like, "Oh, he's got a gun!" They shoot him right in the head, right? But then we were sort of debating, well, if it's a legal firearm, if that shouldn't, you know, that shouldn't matter.
Right.
But somebody commented, maybe they sent me a DM, which was interesting. Cause once again, I don't know about guns. You know a little bit more about guns than all of us, Dave, cause you've owned guns. But if you are a legal gun owner and you're dealing with the cops, what any legal gun owner would do is they would say, hey, just so you know, I have a firearm on
Correct.
Me. I just want you to know Correct. That before we even get into this, you know.
Yep.
And he never did that.
This guy was fighting
He was
the
a
cops
shady motherfucker, dude.
This guy. This McDonald's guy?
Yeah, Walmart.
The Walmart. Thing,
okay, I think I did see that video.
He was
video.
Screaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was fighting. He was resisting.
Yeah, pull the story up.
And he also had... Because like
they gave them a chance to just leave.
Yeah, they told him.
And instead of leaving, somehow he still got into a thing with them. That was the weird thing about it. Yeah.
They were going to give him a ticket. We don't have to watch it again.
Yeah,
they were going to give him a ticket, and they were like, they weren't even giving him a ticket. They were going to give him essentially a ticket that states
you're
not going
to come
in here again.
Back to this Walmart. Go do your shit somewhere else. That's the weird thing where it's like, take the L, dude. Just go to another Walmart.
He had a gun and $1,000 in cash on him. Somebody DM'd me and was like, he was probably a drug dealer. He was selling that chick drugs in Walmart because there was a girl with him that booked.
Yeah, she bounced.
She went home while this was happening. He's probably a drug dealer, and he was working out of that Walmart.
Yeah, that makes
sense. He was doing some shady shit.
Something was amiss.
Totally.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he was probably a criminal where, and I've dealt with this many times, where the cops are just trying to calm you down. They're like, oh, just come outside. We're not even going to arrest you. We're just going to give you a ticket, right? And then you get there, and then they go, oh, we're just going to put the cuffs on you because we have to. It's procedure. And you're like, really? Are you sure? No, I was going to put you in the car. We're not even taking you to the precinct. I was like, are you sure? We're going to take you to the precinct. Don't worry. We're just going to check your warrants. You're not going to Central Bookings tonight. Then you're in fucking Rikers. Then it's a month later, you're sitting in Rikers, and you're like, they lied to me the whole time.
Those are the guys that fight.
To get me to be.
Correct.
Those are the guys that fight.
Yes.
They've been there before. He goes, I got warrants. I've been arrested before. I don't trust this fucking cop. They're going to lie to my face. I need to get the fuck out of here right now. He might have been on drugs. He might have been fucked up. There's a million little things that went there. But that was just a fucking criminal who made a series of wrong decisions that day and ended up... Oh, he didn't die, right?
Yeah.
Is he alive still?
Yeah. Still alive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I still get like... I don't drive anymore. I usually have somebody drive, you know, and I'm always in the passenger seat or in the back. But yeah, I still get like... nervous with the pullovers, and it's only just because I've had pullovers lead to like, oh, I'm off the street for 3 months, you know what I mean? And you're like, holy shit, you know? So
yeah, it's a scary time out there, Ian, to be a black man. Ian Puppet.
I know it.
Puppet Ian.
I know it.
Ian Puppet.
I wish a motherfucker would.
I do like this Ian Puppet concept. But Ian's, Ian's...
I wish a motherfucker would.
And his hair goes up and his eyes go.
What? I will some motherfucker.
Oh God, that's funny.
Stink.
That was great,
Puppet Ian.
Sex therapist reveals secrets of the A spot, which can bring increased arousal. What is this A spot, Shannon? What am I hearing about here?
So apparently, a couple of inches beyond the G spot is another spot of arousal inside a woman that increases like a sexual arousal.
I can't even get to the G spot. I got to get a couple more inches.
Yeah, wow. How much is a GPS to get to that one? Guest hole snake.
It says it. It says it creates an incredible amount of arousal and adds to the amount of lubrication that someone with a vagina might feel during stimulation. The A-spot is located between the cervix and the bladder and is 4 to 6 inches within the vagina, an inch or two above the G-spot.
Shannon, come here. Let me see your pussy. Let me see if I could feel it. Shannon, would you let me me finger you for the sake of finding
the
A-spot?
Yeah.
Shannon, be a team player.
That's why it's weird that women won't let you experiment.
It's so dumb. I would let almost anybody put their fingers inside of me.
Right.
Lewis, can I put my
fingers? Right now. You have right now. You can finger in my ass, Ian, but you got to do it right now on camera.
Let's see if Ian can milk you.
Can I milk you? Come on, Lewis.
Good fucking.
Bend over. Put your.
Toot it and boot it.
No. Come on. Grab your ankles. I'll do it.
I don't think you would.
Yeah, I would because I'm a real ass dude.
You'd finger my asshole right now on camera.
Yeah. All right. Shannon.
Shannon.
Edit.
Time to play some good music.
Edit.
Ian, you little homo, you would. I don't know what this is. Is there a diagram of the A spot? Because I need to figure it out on my
gayer,
next.
Me fingering your ass, or you being like, finger my ass right now?
That was also the interesting most standoff I've ever seen. I've seen guys like
we both pussied out. Yeah, we just neither.
That was a beta standoff.
Neither of us were willing to write that check that our ass could not cash.
Yeah, no, that one would have bounced.
That was a non-existent game of gay tricking.
Let's see. The G spot, the clitoris, the A spot.
So I'm guessing you have to go to the cervix and then pull back just a little bit.
I think you have to get one of those dinosaur head reachy things and put it up in there and fucking angle it and make it bite it. That's a lot, Shannon.
Yeah. You remember what Lewis said before about being old hardware?
Yeah.
I'm not learning a new thing about the vagina.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I know. Now that we're older, we'll get carpal tunnel from fucking, you know, pulling at it. It's too much.
And every girl's different. This is a fact.
It's not fair.
Guys, we simply just fucking suck it and stroke it in a rhythm.
Under the head feels good. Play with the balls a little.
Oh,
if he's into
it. Lick the perineum.
I'm switching it up now.
Some women you can't touch their clit.
Harmonica?
Yeah.
What's that?
All on the sides, man.
You're a side guy?
No.
It's a dedication to the blues.
Yeah.
It's called the corn on the cob.
The G-spot.
She gives you the typewriter?
Yeah, fucking corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm blowing this comedian.
Some women, you lick their clit, and as soon as you touch it, they start freaking out. Some women, you have to fucking punch them in the pussy just to make them feel anything. It's a whole to-do.
Well, fat chicks, they have the better, like, sensitive, more clits. The hot chicks, yeah, you got to punch it.
Hot chicks, you got to punch it. No, I've noticed the daintier the chick, the more sensitive their clit.
Really?
Yeah.
Put that on your shirt.
Oh, yeah, dude, fat chicks, you can hit them in the pussy with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, dude.
They appreciate it.
Fat chicks, I do the same thing. Remember in the Jackass movie where they did the big fist behind the wall?
Yeah.
That's how I fuck fat chicks.
Yeah, it's like Bam Margera beating up his dad. Hi, I'm Zach Amico. Today, I'm figuring a fat chick.
What are you doing, Zach? Come on, Zach. Cut it out, Zach.
Just throw a couch cushion at it.
Shit. That is rules. All right, let's wrap this one. This is like, we'll end on that joke. That's a great joke. Fucking a fat chick is like Bam Margera beating up his dad. shit. All right. We're out. We'll be back on Friday. Are we wrapping up Crack Miko on Friday?
Yes, we are.
Holy shit, dude. Exciting. Cam Groves and Real Ass Wigo are in the finals for Crack Amico on
What's
Friday.
Crack
Amico? Oh, you, where have you been, dude? We don't have time to discuss it now. I'll play some of them when we get out of here, though, in a minute, though. Crack Amico competition is heating up. We're making our own white SoundCloud rapper called Crack Amico, and we're giving him a $1,000 recording contract with Gas Digital Records. They're playing Skankfest, and the two guys that are in the finals are awesome.
Really?
They're fucking awesome. We'll play their songs.
Oh, that's great.
We'll wrap up and we'll play the songs for you, Ian. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday. The finals of Crack Amico and many, many other things. We'll check you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.